Hello.
Hi, this is Kelly with Craftsy Video Membership, returning your voicemail.
Oh, hello.
How can I help you today?
Well, as in my message thing, it turned out the only way you could not do an annual membership was to leave to call, and so that's what I did.
Okay. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Sure. It's catsbees@gmail.com. So that's C-A-T-S, B as in boy, E-A-D-S, @gmail.com.
All right. Give me just a moment while I locate that account. And can I quickly get you just to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Roxanne Brewster. I moved since I last joined, so maybe it's different, but now it's 721 6th Avenue, 6th Street West.
Okay.
It used to be 702 East Greenfield Drive.
Okay. So I was able to pull up your account, and I do see that we had tried to charge you for your premium annual membership, but it was declined. And you mentioned wanting to turn off the automatic renewal. Would you be interested in maintaining a membership if I offered you a discounted membership for $29.99?
Well, I think so, to support the platform, because the whole reason is I was just so terribly upset when everything went, you know, out the window. Because I, as you can see, I have over 100 classes that I paid for. But I think so.
Let me go ahead and pull this up for you. So what I can do, since it was declining that annual membership for the $79.99 plus tax, I'll go ahead and turn off that automatic renewal on there, and then we can get you signed up for that discounted membership.
Is that something, is that something I could do online, or do I have to go recite my card to you now?
I can send it to you in an email if you'd like to do that instead.
Yeah, that would probably be easier than I can just put that card on there, right?
Mm-hmm. So what I can do is turn off the automatic renewal then, and that way it doesn't try to keep charging you for that $79.99 plus tax membership. And we can go ahead and send you that $29.99 offer. It'll give you the same great premium access that the $79.99 offer does, just with, you know, just at a discounted rate. And I do see that you have 178 previously purchased classes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great, yeah.
Okay. Let me get this all ready for you. And this way you'll still be able to access all of the same great content, plus your previously purchased classes, which you'd be able to add regardless of your membership status. You'd be able to access regardless of your membership status, but you have all of this available to you, and you can continue to enjoy Craftsy.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much. I will go upstairs and do that right now.
Yeah, give me just a moment and I will get that email ready for you. And so you did mention that you didn't like how some of the changes were. Is there something I can assist you with?
Well, when you go to your classes, there used to be a thing where you could just click you wanted sewing or embroidery, things like that. And now it just comes up. And the first class on there is a class I cannot stand. There's a picture of a teacher that was like a horrible class I bought, you know, way when it first started, and there's her face, and so I have to look at the, if you could I'm not being mean, but it was the dumbest class. She wasn't a very good teacher, and I never did learn how to crochet. But if you could, like, you used to be able to archive a class so I could just throw that class away. Could you do that?
I'm not sure that we are able to take classes off anymore. One thing you may want to try doing is changing your sort options so you didn't have to see that one. If that's one that you're not interested in looking at anymore, you can always change your sort options by alphabetical or change it from old to new.
Right, but it still comes up in the beginning, right? There's not a default that you can... She would still come up, and then I would have to change in the drop-down box my options, right? Is it globally where I can just make that default so she doesn't show up? I know this is stupid. It's just she bugs me.
No, you're fine. So what I can do is I can send a request over to see if that's something we are able to do, to either archive that class for you. And you are mentioning the Crochet Lab. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I can do
and
is
it's generally, it seemed like it's harder for me to find. I was looking for this class that was taught by a Beverly, and I had to actually like punch in Beverly and go through a bunch of other things. It doesn't seem like it's that easy to find my classes, as maybe not when it was Blueprint, but Craftsy back in the old days.
Okay. So one of the So we do have the, under your account dashboard, we do have the My Content, so you can do your previously purchased classes from there. And then when you do use the big search bar at the top, that one is a little bit harder. It does bring up the articles as well. Under your classes tab or under the browse shop all classes option, they do bring up a smaller search bar on the left-hand side as well as categories. So you'd be able to select different categories instead of getting all of your previously purchased classes and have to search that way. I like the categories option, or to look up something specific. You know, if you're looking for only things with zippers, you could type that in the small search bar that says search classes, and it would bring up only content related to whatever you're searching for instead of the articles as well. Do you think that would assist you?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I will give that a whirl. Just if it is possible to archive her, just get her class out of there, toss it. That would just up me up like 70%.
Yeah, so I can send that over to support and see if that's an option that we're able to take care of for you. So the email address we have for your Craftsy account, is that an option? Is that a good one to send this offer to?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it is going to have the information on here that I've canceled the automatic renewal. Trying to recharge you for that since the 19th. Once that automatic renewal processes, I would say in about 24 to 48 hours, you should be able to click the link in here and sign up as a returning member under your account.
Okay. So I shouldn't go try to do it for a couple of days. Just wait.
When you log into your account right now, it'll tell you that you see what it says under your membership status. Hold on 1 second. So it's telling you that you don't have an active membership, so you may be able to do it. It is showing in one of my systems that it was kind of trying to charge you for that. But you may be able to try and do it today and click the link in the email address, and it'll let you sign up for that $29.99 offer. Since it's not showing a membership on your account, it's just showing that we're trying to do one online. But you'd be able to do that, and it'll keep your classes and everything the same, and it'll give you that great premium access. So
sounds good.
All right,
are you
so
in Colorado?
We are not.
I was gonna say I was jealous, but you're not, forget it.
Oh. Nope. But so it's gonna have the information in here that we've canceled the automatic renewal of your membership, and then you can sign back up as a returning membership once your membership is expired. It's got that link in there. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. Thank you very much. It's been very helpful.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Okay. Bye-bye.